on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Jim Williams with you this afternoon on ABQ Connect. I'm with Lenya Heitzig. Lenya, how are you?
Hello, hello.
Lenya, Sheology is a growing, blowing ministry. What a deal.
It is so much fun. I love it, and so do the ladies who come. So,
hey, I just had the opportunity to introduce you to Ethel Maharg.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the points that Ethel made is a lot of people that work in Right to Life, most of the women, I mean, the majority of the women, are women that have had abortions.
Huh.
They've had sin. They've had other issues. And now God's using them in just this absolutely amazing way. In preparation for today, I was reading Matthew 9:10. It said, "Then it happens, Jesus was reclining at the table in the house. Behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and began dining with Jesus and his disciples." And you have a new Bible study coming up, A Place at His Table.
Yes.
And you're going to be talking about the people who dined with Jesus.
Such a good segue, because it is a surprise who he dined with, right? And I love what you're speaking about, Right to Life. I think that often the things that God heals us from, he uses us to heal others. And that's a beautiful thing, you know, that we can say, I found the path, I found the living water, you know, come drink with me. And so that's beautiful. I think of the woman at the well, you know, she said, "Come see the man who told me everything I did." And the whole town knew she was, you know, living with someone who wasn't her husband, had been in and out of relationships. And yet, oh gosh, I'll cry. She found a seat at his table. And that's so encouraging. So I think one thing we want the women to take away from is you have a seat at the table of Christ. And sometimes we don't feel worthy, or we feel like a Bible study is going to be cliquish, or I won't fit in. And that's not true. There is a place at the table for you. And so we really hope that you come and you'll join us. But more importantly, I think it also speaks of communion, that we have a place at the body and blood of Christ, right? His table really is communion, where our sins are forgiven. And then maybe number three is the marriage supper of the Lamb. There is a table you do not want to miss.
Yeah.
And unless you are saved, you will not be in heaven. You will not be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. So I'm really praying, you know, if you know people who are unsaved, invite them, because we want them to RSVP for the Lamb's wedding, right? The marriage of the Lamb. And to be at that table is the most important thing.
Sheology is the study of being a godly woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's a process. That's a lifetime.
Oh, sure. But also, I kind of want to say this. In this crazy mixed up world where we don't know what genders are anymore and you can't define a woman, it's so nice to come place where we believe that being female, there's an art to being a female, and we celebrate being a female. But yes, it's an ongoing process to become a godly woman. Of course, salvation, you're immediately made whole, made clean, made a new creation in Christ. But sanctification is a lifelong process. That's the process by which we're changed from glory to glory. And maybe like peeling an onion, he's getting ever deeper into our relationship with him and our sinfulness. Look, when I got saved, there was some low-hanging fruit. I needed to stop drinking and swearing and smoking marijuana and dropping acid. You know, those were some pretty, you know, profound, oh yeah, probably shouldn't do that anymore. But there's a whole lot of other subtle things where maybe my thinking is not generous, or that maybe I'm too competitive, you know, and I maybe put other people ill at ease, or certain things that my flesh acts out that aren't readily, you may not see them, but I know they're there. And I know when I'm acting in the flesh. So God continues to change us.
Lenya, obviously you and Skip Calvary Church, you came here, started it. It's grown. You've seen God do amazing things. People may not discount Lenya Heitzig, but they might discount the fact that I don't know, 75% of the people that volunteer for ministries at the church are women.
Oh.
I mean, I have had the fortune of serving at your dinner mm-hmm. in the winter, and we set up, you know, for 1,000 women to have fellowship together, mm-hmm. and it's just fun to serve the women, and they're all gracious and loving, but I get the sense when I'm there that there's all these really powerful Christian women, and yes. I mean powerful, strong, yes. like their faith is unshakable, and I know that the men in their lives are supported by that.
Sure. That's a really good one, because we think of the 12 apostles and we think of the 12 leaders of the tribes of Israel, and then we forget there's a matriarchy as well. Yes. You know, there was Sarah and Rebecca and Rachel and some really amazing women. And then in the New Testament as well, there were women who followed Christ. And in regard to the volunteering of women, look, we have a lot more margin than men. I mean, if we have the privilege of a working husband that we can stay home, it affords us the ability to be able to do that. Less and less, though. I mean, almost every home is a dual income home.
Yes.
And so we're grateful for women who would offer their giftedness and, you know, their prayers and support and volunteering.
I guess indirectly, I'm trying to tell men, you need to be thankful for these women. And you want men to get a different perspective too, don't you?
Well, sure. I'm not sure in what way. Like, you'd have to be more direct with that question.
I guess what I'm saying is that we all need to be humble. Mm. I think I heard Skip one time say, you can be right in an argument with your wife, but wrong at the top of your voice.
That's really good.
That seems so common, especially it was with me.
Yeah.
Men need to be sensitive. They need to be thoughtful and listen. I mean, there's all of, and I'm talking about that because I'm a man and I uh-huh. know all the stuff I was bad at and, mm-hmm. and maybe still am, but hoping that this journey is making me more compassionate, more thoughtful, et cetera.
That's beautiful. I think it's a two-sided coin, though. I mean, there are a lot of women who maybe are too dominant, too nagging, too nitpicky, too blah, blah, blah. So we both need to give each other grace. And I would say the best format for a woman to receive those things is with other women. You know, they always say, don't teach your wife a sport. Like, don't try and teach your wife to golf. Pay for lessons. And so I do think that there are some finer points that you can receive more readily from a godly older woman than you would from a man. And so sometimes it really is who's helping you along the path, and you know, there's no dog in the hunt. You know, we're not doing it to better ourselves like a husband might be. You know, gosh, a home-cooked meal would be good.
Well, you know how hard it is to be a mom, mm-hmm. and how busy that is, mm. in addition to now being a grandmother and mm-hmm. running a ministry. I'm wondering about women who are busy, busy, busy with all the stuff. Let's say 4 kids, the home, maybe they're still working, as you mentioned mm-hmm. earlier. They feel like they're busy and they feel like they are not alone. But in some ways, they're more isolated than they've ever been. And they need to take that time. Go to a Bible study like Sheology. Tell us about the study and when that will take place.
Oh, so we're doing a study called A Seat at His Table, as we mentioned, and these are meals Jesus had with other people. So one of the things I love about just even this title is A Place at His Table, A Seat at His Table, is so often you encourage people, you're such a go-getter, you're amazing, man, you're crushing it. I saw you out there running 4 miles and making home-packed lunches and blah, blah, blah. And we applaud activity, but God applauds being a meditative person. You know, that Mary and Martha, Mary chose the better role, to sit at his feet. So learning to sit at his table is learning to sit. You know, it's the Beatitudes, not the do-attitudes. Mm. And so sometimes it's just good to learn how to be and to sit. So anyway, it'll be fun. It starts on September 5th, and it's 6 weeks here at the main campus in the Hub. And we're at 6:30 in the evening. It's going to be so fun. We have some since we're sitting at his table dining with Jesus, we're bringing in some Middle Eastern treats so that you get to actually taste a little bit of the Bible, right? So we're going to have baklava and dolmas and falafel. So if you're kind of curious what kind of things Jesus ate, you're going to get a chance to sample some of that too.
That's a lot of fun. You've mentioned fun a few times. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk about even more fun. I mean, you've got all kinds of, you got a chili cook-off, tablescape, how to plan a party, all kinds of fun things too. We'll be back with Lenya Heitzik right after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with Lenya Heitzik in studio. Lenya runs the ministry Sheology. It's the study of being a godly woman. And I know that you are just having just a wonderful participation. You have so many people now that are involved, but it's still very personal.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. Well, we do a handful of things because we want to get to know you, but also we want you to get to know other people. I think a lot of women I meet will say, I just don't know how to make good Christian friends. And this is a great opportunity. Before our study starts, starting at 5:30, we do things that we call DIYs, where we try and enhance your life with some life skills that you might enjoy. And this semester, we're kind of doing it more like a demo. So we're having a chili cook-off, a tablescape demo, how to plan a party and meal prep. And so it's going to really be fun that you can come in and develop some skills. You know, I've been prepping meals forever, but this lady who's coming in with meal prep, she also is a health coach. So she can help you prepare like a week's worth of meals that are healthy. You know, get them on board in your fridge so there's no excuse of falling off the wagon. You've got it all, you know, taken care of. And the how to plan the party, another marvelous person. She's really good at organization. And so, you know, if these are some of the soft skills you need in your life, then it's going to be fun even before the study starts. Mm. Then we'll be in God's Word studying Jesus and the meals he had with other people. And then when that's finished, we have breakthrough sessions where you can pray and talk with other women about what you've learned. So it's a lot of opportunity to be in front of each other as well as in front of a teaching and worship.
Do people need to register?
Yes, they do. They can go to sheology.com and register. It's just $10 to join us.
And you can also join online if you're not here. You, Lenya, this online thing, the COVID thing, we really need to be together as much as we can, but the next best thing is to maybe
be
online.
Absolutely. You know, we have some women who are married to unbelievers, and it's an opportunity to be home. We have homebound women, and then single moms that would love to come out, but they're trying to get kids to school and, you know, home meals. So if they can join online. And also, we have quite a few people across the United States. So it's not a cop-out for local people. It's also an opportunity for people to join us from other places.
And again, the Bible study is a place at his table. And you're going to be talking about meals that Jesus had with different people, which were
like
men
the
and
road
women.
To Emmaus or the woman at the well, communion. So when he was with Mary and Martha. And so anyway, Jesus liked to eat. You know, Zacchaeus, he said, come on down and dine with me. And so there's really some fascinating opportunities. And I will say that I think this is ongoing. Don't you get to know people better when you're across the table eating with them?
Yes.
If you say, hey, let's go out to dinner, or you grab your kids for pizza or hang out with families, those are some of the richest times when you're around the table with someone. And so anyway, I think it'll be a really fun experience for the ladies.
Lenya, you see yourself, I think, probably like God sees you. And Skip has a lot to do with that.
Aww.
What about women that don't see themselves as God sees them? How valuable are they to God?
So incredibly. You know, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And so he knew you in your mother's womb. He designed you. He was the architect of you. And so you are highly valued. You know, you are his creation and a pearl of great price. He would sell everything he had just to get you. But I think that's an ongoing battle for every woman, including myself. Part of the problem is we have these things called ants, automatic negative thoughts. And so some things have gotten in our life, whether it was a teacher or a parent or a friend, you know, that called you four eyes because you wore glasses or you were short or you were redheaded, whatever it was. And so we tell ourselves a lot of lies. And so constantly being in his word to be transformed by the renewing of our minds is super important so that you get to be in and among women and have this opportunity for some of those negative thoughts to be challenged with the truth is the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't help but think about that Casting Crowns song about the voice of truth.
Mm.
And he contrasts, you know, hearing the giants in his life saying, yep, you have no shot. And mm-hmm. yet God says, as he did with David, that David just needed to trust him.
Amen.
And there's so many of those things. You're also making accommodations for children because so many of the women have moms.
Exactly.
Or have children, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you can check in your kids. We'd be happy to have them with us. So, but make sure you do that online because there's only so much space. So you do want to get your kiddos signed up as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and talk to us a little bit about the breakthrough groups. Are those to both foster fellowship and to discuss more intimately?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. The breakthrough groups really is we want you to break through. And some, you know, there is a process of learning, right? If you hear something once, you retain, I don't know, 20%. You hear it twice, then you discuss it, write down the notes. Each one of those things adds to the level of your knowledge. So you get to hear it. This semester, you can do the homework. So you can study it before, then hear it, then go in a breakthrough session and discuss what you've heard or what the homework is that you've done. So it's an opportunity for you for learning, but also for fellowship one with another and to share what you have learned, pray for one another. You know, a lot of times these breakthrough groups end up being the ones who will visit you in the hospital, bring you a meal when you need it. So you don't think maybe you need these, but you may need these sometime in the future.
Have you met women that have tried to do life by themselves and not be involved in fellowship with other women?
Oh, sure. And I just think you're not as successful. You're also lonely. And I think that some of the things that we learn in Christ, it talks about iron sharpening iron. And so you can be very dull if you stay home, but when you get in and among other people, it sharpens you up. And so not only that, you don't just need it. People need you. You know, we have gifts, and the gifts aren't for us to be home and enjoy our own gifts. It's gifts to be exercised within the body of Christ. So you might have the gift that we're missing. It's just the right thing for you to be involved in those groups.
Tell us about Live Tastefully.
Live Tastefully is the homework that this A Place at His Table is being taken from. So the book is where we're going to get the homework for these lessons. And we've had the privilege, Penny and I and myself, I believe this was a solo effort, to be published by Cook Publishing. I think there's about a dozen, if my memory serves me correctly, a dozen Bible studies that we were able to write over many years. And so this is a five-day process, 5 days a week. And so each day begins with prayer, and it kind of follows that expository. What does it say? What does it mean? What does it mean to me personally? And you can do that homework in about 20 minutes a day. So it's a way to have a template for your quiet time.
So talk to the dads, maybe even the grandparents. They need to maybe help with the kids.
You give do have margin child so care.
That, yeah.
Oh, you will so thank yourself. That's right.
So we have Labor Day is the 4th.
Yeah.
That's a Monday. And so the Bible study starts on Tuesday the 5th.
That's right. That's right.
And you will need to free up the woman in your life for
just
how much
6 time? 6 weeks.
Okay.
6 weeks. And it's from 6:30 to about 8. And so it's a very minimal commitment to allow that woman to enjoy that fellowship and come home with her battery recharged, maybe a little fine tuning and adjustment in her attitude and her life and her walk with Christ. And I think that you will notice the difference of her being with the Lord and with other people.
Have you had a lot of women speak into your life, good friends here at Calvary over the last, I know, what are we, 40 years old, 41?
Yeah. Skip and I moved here in 81. I think we started the actual church in 82. So it's been a little while. Yeah, I do have women within the congregation here, of course, who minister to me. But I also have a lot of people outside this church as well that speak into your into my life as well. So sometimes it's great to have someone right here, but then you kind of need peers that understand maybe the same thing that you're experiencing.
Lenya, I'm always so excited to hear you and talk to you and see you face to face. Thank you for joining us today. And I'm just going to be praying for this study. Men, we got to pray over these women
Thank
all the
you.
Time. Thanks, Lenya.